You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf. Joe Santagato isn't here today because there's a little bit of snow on the ground, and he just couldn't make it.
He's a baby fawn.
He's a little baby. Couldn't make it into snow. So instead, I have two of my good friends joining me, Tina Constis.
Hello.
And Mike Cannon.
Swoop. I'm always here when Joe's not in.
I know.
It's
we'll
a
have
bummer.
You. Yeah, but we'll have you when he is in. But
I feel like him and I have some unfinished romance. Right? Like we always, there's some sort of spark between us every time we get together. And
yeah, maybe I'm keeping you guys apart purposefully because I know when it hits, I'm just going to be like, I'm going to shut up now while you guys just like back each other up.
You know, as soon as we kiss, the vortex from hell is going to open up beneath us.
It's funny because I'll have a lot of my guy friends on who are comedians and they'll like as soon as Joe laughs at one of the things they say, they could give a fuck about me and they just start looking at Joe wanting to make Joe happy. And I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah,
there's something about, yeah, I don't know.
It's biological homosexuality through laughter.
That's what it is.
Yeah, you just want a dude's, you want a dude's acknowledgement, not a woman.
Yeah, because they know that, because my guy friends who are comedians are like, well, we're not going to fuck Kate. We don't care about impressing her.
Yeah.
This is like a new dude who's got like, you know, he's a good looking dude. He's got Twitter followers.
Oh, I don't give a shit about his Twitter followers. He's got a hell of a jawline.
No, a lot of... What is it? Mike Cross came on and he couldn't stop talking about how handsome he thought Joe was. It was hysterical.
That is ridiculous.
It was, I mean, this guy, I love Mike Cross. He also used to make collages of Tom Cruise when he was a kid. He's straight. He's married.
Isn't it funny though that that's like a fundamental difference between a man and a woman is like that. Like that's how I also get over the feelings of jealousy of how attractive he is. Like he's physically an anomaly. He's very good looking. He's symmetrical. And so to counter... to counteract how uncomfortable that makes me feel about myself, I over compliment him, but women will ice a bitch out for being like perfectly symmetrical and that attractive.
You know what I do though? I do what you do.
Yeah.
I don't
like that. Yeah, we're both like that.
Just like, you are perfect. Like,
I love you.
Yeah, I don't know why I do, because I want her approval.
I actually ice out really good looking dudes.
Really?
Yeah, I'll do the opposite.
That's like, why you've had your shoulder to me this entire time.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like this fucking guy. No, like I don't want them to feel like they're winning.
Sure.
Like, oh, like, hey, you're really good. Like, hey.
That, no, yeah, I get the same thing. It's a luxury I have for having a long-term girlfriend. Like the most fun part of being hit on for me is one, knowing that I could have sex with the person, and two, turning them down. Like that's the greatest. That's better than the 30 seconds of coming. You know, I think that's how long it lasts. I don't know. But like,
that sounds like a long orgasm.
It's a really long cum.
I've been doing practices and exercises.
30 seconds sounds short, but if you were actually having a 30-second orgasm. Yeah, I'll time you 30 seconds. Go.
Okay, yeah, I did. Well, probably the aftershock of the tingling. So I'm counting as well. But I don't know. The brief sensation of an orgasm is not as fulfilling as the opportunity to tell, like, especially an attractive person that consistently gets their way. No,
nope.
I'm not into it. Yeah, never bring up the girlfriend.
You have a little flirt thing going on with this blonde supermodel, right?
Oh, what? Nina Agdal? Do you know her?
No.
I don't really, I've never met her. Like, I'm just obsessed with her. She was on, I'm just like, you know, I've cut some of her hair, I've smelled it, I've built dolls out of it and just kind of harnessed some energy where she's noticed it in the universe. But no, she is on Guy Code now, and I had previously written for Guy Code, and I guess I had told the producer what a fan I was of her bone structure, and he relayed that to her, and she's sent me like three short videos, like calling me a piece of shit. But it's like that's
in
what
like
gets me hard anyway.
Literally, she has like a little accent, Tina, and she'll be like, "Mike Cannon." Like I can't do accents.
Oh,
I'm
she's
terrible.
Flirting with you.
I mean, she has no idea
she's
who
she's fucking with you.
She's fucking with
me. Yeah.
Which
no,
is
yeah.
I'll take it.
She's like toying.
I'll take it.
Yeah, she's like I'm this hot blonde model with an accent, and
she's
I'm
torturing you.
She's
acknowledging you.
I mean, it is a fun thing to show my girlfriend though. Of like, you better.
What would you do,
Tim? You better fuck me.
If Tim was like, "Here, Kate, like look at this," I would be pissed.
She's definitely not happy about it. She's not thrilled about it, but I think she knows that I'm a
it's
dickhead and like
around
and I'm messing with her. But yeah, I mean that's a thrill because she was like, what if I showed you like a model guy? I was like, honestly, if some model idiot tried to string together a sentence and, you know, send you a video, I'd probably laugh at it with you. But it's the equivalent of like what Thor like that guy that plays Thor. Like, that's how hot she is in the celebrity female world. And that's how hot that guy is. That guy's fucking unreal. He tosses Joe in the trash.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so interesting because I feel like you've been with Nicole for so long and you're clearly madly in love with her.
How long? I don't know, Nicole.
I've been on and off. Like, we grew up neighbors and shit like that. So we've been on and off kind of since we were kids, like 10. And then, but, you know, high school, like, we were each other's first, like, all that shit. We've had stretches of time apart, so it's not insane. Like, we've each dated other people seriously, which I think is probably pretty important to our sanity.
Right.
And this time around, it'll be 7 years in February.
Wow.
Congratulations. So, yeah, but he's like, you clearly wouldn't
like
cheat.
She was like, yes, so, man. Yeah, whatever.
Old
whatever.
News. No, but I'm just saying. I've met the bitch.
No, I love Nicole. I think she's great, and I can tell that you're really into her. So,
yeah. Well,
you wouldn't actually cheat is what I'm saying.
No, there's no reason to.
Yeah, you'd be
to.
Way creepier about that if you weren't into your girlfriend. You wouldn't be like, hey, look at my video from this model. You'd be like,
right.
Look
yeah.
at this video from my model.
I know, I can't show this to anyone.
Yeah, my God, yeah. No.
But I mean, here's the thing. If fucking Thor, I can't even think of his real name. But if
he doesn't have a real name.
But if he wanted to have sex with my girlfriend, I'd be like, what am I? Who am I to stop you? Like, are you kidding? This is an experience that you can't get.
You wouldn't be okay if she did
that. I wouldn't
that.
Be okay with it, but I also wouldn't stop her from doing it. I'd be like, yeah, this guy is carved out of fucking marble. Like, bang him.
Yeah, but I don't feel like sex. No.
Yeah.
I don't feel like.
Nope.
Answer for me all you want, but I'm going to stick with yes.
I don't feel like sex, though, is all about the physical. At least for me, it's like.
Well, that's why I don't think she would even enjoy it. Like, I don't care. Me saying go fuck him would probably actually turn her off. And she wouldn't do it anyway. I don't think she would do it. But I'm just saying that's how hot that I think, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio.
If Nicole said to you, go fuck her. If Nicole said to you, go fuck her, would you go?
Yeah, I would anyway. It's not cheating if she's a fucking Sports Illustrated on the cover model
yes,
and it's
it
a
is.
One-time opportunity.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Mike, you're going to be a famous comedian slash actor slash whatever else you want to be. You're going to be able to have sex with these kinds of girls. That's not...
Well, that's a different story. If you have... And I appreciate you saying that, but in my heart and mind right now, I'm not at that place. But I will say that once you have consistent access to that shit, yeah, then no longer is it like cool to fuck a model.
No,
but at this point, I'm a pauper in the world. And so if the cover model of Sports Illustrated wants to throw me some pussy, which she doesn't, let me make that clear to every single listener, which she does not. But if she did, who am I to turn that down? What kind of fucking animal would I be?
A faithful love animal.
That is, but it's that is an unrealistic bit of faithfulness. Because it's like, are you kidding me? Like, this is the only opportunity. You're going to keep me from having that life experience?
I'm not, but
like. Well, that is a, I feel like that's a selfish move. That's why if Leonardo DiCaprio wanted to fuck my girlfriend and she was like, oh, I can't, I'm with Mike. I'd be like, are you fucking
your
gay?
Your girlfriend doesn't care about that, though. Because your girl, like, I think it might be a woman thing. We don't care how hot you are. That's not why we want to fuck you.
Yeah, but the mystique of Leonardo DiCaprio is enough
no
to
way. Prove. No,
nope, for me. Don't want
to
do it.
Well, I would over you guys.
If Leonardo DiCaprio was like, or anyone, you know, I'd be like, no, I'm in love. I'm happy.
So
you know?
Then with that in mind, with that fundamental difference in how we view sex, then wouldn't you be okay with me just experiencing the physical fucking, holy shit, a perfect 10 Sports Illustrated model. My dick is, I'm done. It's over in fucking instantly. So what's the difference?
I would hope that, you know, the person I'm with, and you can say that I'm full of shit or that I'm just being a girl, whatever. But I would hope that the person has overcome just that physical part. And Tim has slayed a lot of vagina. Like, he's had a lot.
I don't
lot.
Think they ever overcome just that physical part.
No, there's
I don't,
never.
Especially men. I've been figuring this out lately. Like, I will not have sex with a dude unless I love him. Period, the end. I don't care how fucking hot he is.
Wait, you have to have your period ended being in
yes,
love with him?
I also need to not have my period if he's to the end. But no, if I don't love him... I'm not doing it.
You what guys, a nightmare.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, fair enough. But like, fair enough. But I'm not doing it.
I can't relate to that whatsoever.
I don't think most men can. I don't think they can. If she's really fucking hot, it's not about her. It's about her body.
And it's not even also, I mean, if she's really hot, like if I'm single, my idea of sex is far more casual than that because it's almost like a physical need. I think Louis might have had a bit where it's like, it's the thing that keeps me from murdering people.
Right, he did.
And it's like, and it's kind of true where it's, you know, I don't know. I just feel like I've progressed past, not even past, to a different place than having love even need to be involved.
Is that progressing forward?
No, that's why, but that's exactly why I changed my, because when I said progressing past, that made it seem like I'm fucking better, and that's not it. It's just something different. I just feel.
Well, you know how much I'm into, like, spirituality and all that stuff, and I feel like part of it
is. Wait, you?
No way.
Part of it is getting past the physical, not just in a sex way, but, you know, in thinking that physical objects will make you happy. Like, right. I need this house, I need this object, I need this outfit. So I feel like part of it is going past just that physical thing, because a body's just a body, right?
Well, right.
It's the soul and their energy that, you know, I'm a girl, but that really turns me on. But I would think, you know, even a guy who's really, you know, has transcended past that right. part through meditation and other stuff would be more.
But it's,
so,
I think it's really just physiological. I really think for them it's totally different.
Yeah, I'm a fucking gorilla.
Yeah, like they really just want to fuck things and have the release and have it be over.
Because I can't
go
relate.
And do interviews on the street. Not right now because it's freezing and it's cold. But I would just be snowing. So curious.
And annoying.
But I can't even relate to the material stuff, because the only thing that I really buy with my money is sneakers and pot. Like, that's honestly all I spend my money on. And sneakers are a materialistic thing, but I buy them once every couple months, so it's not like I'm the sneakerhead DJ AM or whatever. It's just the only other thing that, like, looks nice that I care about. But everything else, like, I don't give a fuck about clothes, so I wouldn't cheat on my girlfriend to wear a cool jacket. You know what I mean? Like, this is just a physical, material thing.
Yeah, but
in terms of...
You've, I feel like in many ways you've transcended that aspect. Like, you're in a career where you're chasing your dream. You know,
right.
you could be in a job where you're making a shitload of money sitting in a cubicle. You've transcended that, because that's what most people are doing in our society. So you've gotten past that part.
Well, money can't be important to you if you do this.
Right. Until all of a sudden you get, yeah. That's the crazy thing about comedy though. You're poor. And then when you get discovered, you can go to rich really quickly.
Right.
But I feel like some guys, even though it is more innately in their biological build, whatever you'd call mm-hmm. it, to, you know, spread their seed and whatever, I feel like they can still transcend that aspect and just, you know, be turned on by the soul, the energy.
But then it's almost like, are they a man? Like, at that point, they're this enlightened being. Like, why not just do that when you're dead? like transcend the human experience when you're no longer a human. Why not actually experience everything there is to be human while you're on this earth?
I think it's a spectrum, right? There's a spectrum because you have people who are like, yeah, fuck it, I'm going to experience this life. They're doing drugs every night. They're just partying.
Well, that's
it
not
up.
Necessarily
no,
experiencing
yeah.
the life.
That's not experiencing.
That's a misconception where I forget who said, I may have even come up with this when I was shit faced, but you need to be sober or to experience how high you can get.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, to appreciate like being fucked up. There's no sense in being high all the time, because that only gives you one singular perspective of the entire world, where you have this ability to then kind of come out of that and be a different version of you, to like checks and balance itself.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. But I'm just saying there's a balance, you know, because I've met some people who are like, come on, Kate. Enjoy life more, because, you know, like, I don't really drink a lot. I don't do that stuff. But I feel like I am.
Well, that's them projecting their own shit.
And you're like, how about you go ahead and avoid life more? Yeah. Like, that's what they're doing. It's fine.
I guess I just feel like I agree. Most men, I think it is more physical with sex. I just feel like the kind of guy I'd want to be with is more realized than that. And would hopefully, not that he wouldn't see another girl and be like, oh, she's fucking hot.
Right.
But still really just want to have sex with me.
The thing is, like, all I want to have sex with is my girlfriend. I have no urge to step outside of that whatsoever. I'm the most attracted to anybody that I am to my girlfriend. But I'm just saying that...
And you were saying to me you have the best sex with her, too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, we've been doing it for long enough that if we didn't know what each other liked, then we'd be... something would be problematic. Or there'd be a problem. So, I don't know. It's different in the sense that she's the only person that actually inspires me to be monogamous. Do you understand? So, like,
that's
I'm
really romantic,
that's awesome.
Actually.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, it's also like, if I wasn't dating her, I would never get, or if we broke up, I would never get married. I'd probably not really date one person. I'd probably try to be a polygamous or whatever, you know, and just date openly other people, because she's the only person that I have such invested history with her, and we have such a progression of our life where we've experienced all this shit together, that there's no reason for me to step outside of that. But if it wasn't for her, I'd be an animal.
Yeah. Or until you met someone else that you had the, you know, those kinds of feelings for.
Maybe. I mean, but I...
Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows is right. But I mean, at this point, I think I'm so... And I think she said the same thing where she's like, I think, you know, the world is kind of going towards that polyamorous thing where people kind of openly date. She's like, but I couldn't do that with you. And I was like, no, I view it the same way. So she has similar thoughts, I guess, but neither of us, I don't think, would actually go out and execute.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. I was just getting lost.
I had a lot of coffee, so I said a lot of words.
No.
I was just paying attention to when you were saying you think we're going more in the
polyamorous. That's exactly what I got stuck on.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't know if that's true or not.
Right.
I don't know if that's possible or sustainable at this point yet.
Because jealousy is still such a huge thing.
Well, I don't know if the relationship aspect of it is sustainable, but the human race is certainly sustainable if we're all polyamorous.
Oh, yeah, no. Human race-wise, of course.
Right.
I mean more like, you know, we want... A lot of us still want a monogamous connection, and we fall in love. You know, and when you fall in love with someone,
you want to keep them.
You want to have something with them.
That is very virtuous and an interesting thought to have. I am curious how many monogamous relationships are built a lot on ego, like are built a lot on the ownership. And you, I don't want you to be fucked by anybody else. You,
almost
I want
all of it.
Yeah, I want you to be mine.
I don't know. I asked. So you know, I started going to that spiritual school, whatever, and I asked the teacher of it because I was curious about that too. I was like, is it my ego that wouldn't want to share Tim with other people? Is it like a mind thing? What is it? And I asked her and she was like, no, it's not. If I was getting like super jealous of him in other ways, maybe that would be my ego. But having like a bond with someone like that where you're having a life or a partner and you're having sex is supposed to be something. I don't want to say supposed to.
Yeah,
sex can be something that's really actually sacred and bonding. And it's hard to go, you have to.
So can marriage, but these gays took it over.
Anyway, there's something.
Don't say anyway, like I meant it.
I know.
You fuck.
No,
it was a joke.
No, I'm trying to get. I forgot what I was saying.
No, that you're saying it's not about ownership. That like,
there's a bond that's created, and you're
imprinting on them like
but
Twilight.
But it still is kind of like ownership. Yeah, because you don't want to share that. You don't want to share your bond with Tim with anybody else.
I think what she was saying was it would be almost impossible to share that. But I see what you're saying too, because I think if we were all realized beings, I think realized beings don't even have sex anymore, a lot of them, like Gandhi.
Sounds terrible.
And they're able to just love everyone.
I thought Gandhi slayed a lot of pussy.
Did he?
I thought so. I thought that was a real thing that I read where it's
really?
Like, yeah,
you're not joking?
No, where I was like,
no,
something you wouldn't expect.
Actually,
and
Gandhi
finger
killed
popping.
It. Yeah. Gandhi used to test his celibacy. He tried to be celibate. He used to test his celibacy by putting hot women in his bed, and sometimes
he
failed. Slip.
Yeah.
It's really
and you
good.
Know he never wrapped up.
Yeah, I don't think he had a lot of condoms by the bedside. Anyway, let's get into another topic, because I feel like I always talk about sex on here, and I want to be able to call this something not sex-related.
Well, okay. We're talking about monogamy, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's. Fuck, well, I won't talk about Cosby then, because that's sex.
Yeah.
Why are you limiting yourself, Kate? Allow the conversation to go where it goes.
You're right, no rules.
We can call it Cosby face fuck or something.
Okay,
do you think Cosby used an extra big Jell-O pack as a fleshlight ever?
You're the worst.
I mean, do you think Cosby raped all those women?
Yes.
Totally.
You think all of them?
Nah.
Yeah. I mean, there's bound
two-thirds.
There's bound to be a rotten egg in there somewhere.
At least one.
I mean, I think it's condemning when 13 women come forward who have never met
13,
each other.
16?
Well, now it's more, but initially the charges were 13 women, or not even charges, but public outcry was 13 women. None of them have met before, and they each corroborated the same story.
Exact story.
So, I mean, that to me, unless this is a huge fucking 9/11 style conspiracy against Bill Cosby to like ruin another black leader, then, you know, I mean, you know, which that is a sad part of this, because he is one of those guys where, you know, growing up in the black community, he was a positive influence, and he was like one of those guys, oh, we can get out there, we can be successful, we can go to college, we can do all this shit. And now to find out that he's like, you know, potentially this really creepy, evil man that had, you know, a lot of just insidious shit going on in the background. I mean, that fucking, that can screw up your entire childhood.
That's why I think a lot of people don't want to believe it.
Yeah.
We don't have to believe it, though. I mean, what was his name? Something Huxtable?
Cliff.
Cliff Huxtable. That was still dope. That show is dope. That family was dope. He doesn't have to be Bill Cosby.
Well, that is the thing where you can separate the art.
Let's let it go. Let's let the Cosby still be what they were and let Bill Cosby be a fucking scumbag. He's a scumbag.
But even his stand-up, like his stand-up as himself, as the even special called himself, is one of those things that comics look back and like, this is like revolutionary shit. Like,
is
this
it? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it was a brand of storytelling that is, you know, really hasn't been done since to that level where it's like he had, you know, thousands of people fucking captivated on the edge of their seat while he's sitting on a chair and slowly talking about going to the dentist's office. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, not to speak too much about it, but it's
again,
just like,
he still was very, he could have been a really talented comedian.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's not a scumbag and doesn't mean he's not a good comedian.
Right.
It's fine.
You know what it is, though? It's because he's associated, his comedy was about having good values and good morals.
Yeah.
Because suppose there was a talented artist who was a painter and then you found out he was that. You'd be like, oh, but he still made great art.
Right. Yes, Kanye West is such a douchebag.
Exactly.
Such a talented dude.
But he's pretty open about being a
coach. Exactly. Yeah, he raps about being a douche. Whereas Bill Cosby, not only, you know,
pull up your pants, black youth.
Yeah,
that was the worst Cosby impression.
I bought it.
Demanding them pants.
You kind of sound like what's his face from the Batman movie?
Oh, Bane?
Yeah.
I was wondering when you were going to pick up your pants.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I feel like because he had a moral high ground.
Yeah.
Right? He would like lecture people, like other comics we felt like weren't doing it the way they were supposed to.
Right.
He would lecture them. So that's where it's coming from.
Well,
like,
that seems like a consistent thing between like, you know, fucking maniacs. Like
I
that.
Was
like,
just
going
to say that
Stephen
sounds
Collins,
really in line with someone who's fucking nuts.
Yeah. That guy, Stephen Collins from Seventh Heaven, was like, counseled a sex abuse victim on Seventh Heaven and then like wrote another novel about like a sexually abused girl. Like kind of like
they have him on tape, right? Like,
yeah,
literally talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and that's like, that's some radical, troubling shit, man, where it's like, you know, that doesn't fuck my childhood up as much as, like, say, a Bill Cosby, but that is one of those things where it's like, Reverend Camden
yeah,
is
yeah, I got the creeps, too. I remember that.
Banging
seven,
little
yeah.
kids? Are you kidding? Like, come on, man.
Reverend Camden's a toucher. He's a toucher.
I know.
How do you feel about this? We're about to get a little dark. How do you feel about things like pedophilia, bestiality, and this is what I mean by
pedophilia
that.
And bestiality are not even.
Well, let me explain.
I'm unclear about what he means about
together.
How. So like, what's your opinion on pedophilia
and bestiality?
Yeah. Let me explain this.
At the same time.
Let me explain why I said both, and I was going to keep going because I feel like. It reminds me of a joke, a premise you had a while ago.
Yeah, don't call it a joke because it was never finished. But it's true. Do you want me to say it?
Yes,
because
where I was going with it.
The joke is that, like, you know, and this is something I read on Reddit, which is why I started doing it, doing the bit. But it was an open letter from a person who was attracted to kids that never carried it out because they understood that it was morally incorrect. But they were this person trapped within their own body and within this, you know, and had this attraction to kids that was insatiable. So it's like one of those things that they will never be able to have what they're most attracted to in the entire world. And it's like, that's a fucking nightmare if you think about it. If somebody is literally born into a prison of a body and their biggest turn-ons are a fucking sheep, a child, like stuff like that. I'm not like big upping the action. There's no defending the action whatsoever. But for
Absolutely.
Somebody... For some, you gotta think that's a certain kind of hell to have to go through life with that. I mean, it's almost like being gay in the 20s or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, that was looked at as unnatural. And it's like, you know, but again, I don't think fucking kids is ever going to be
no,
like,
it's not
a cool
okay.
thing to do. Right.
And it is very, very sad if that's what they're going through on their daily basis. That's fucking horrifying.
Well, that's kind of my point, because it's obvious pedophilia is such a, I don't want to say common thing, but it's not something that's super rare. Like, even the teachers having sex with students. Like,
yeah,
these
I don't
things,
know if that's pedophilia, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's a
that's
range.
That's all social construct. I'm going to go ahead and say that, because if the kid's like 16 and the teacher's like 23.
Yeah,
most
but some
of
these
the
teachers.
Kids are 16, 17 years old, and they're on the fucking football team. I mean, some of the kids on my football team when I was younger were men. Like, they were flat out men.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it's creepier when it goes male teacher to female student. It's
but
just,
even still, it's just that's another social construct.
Exactly.
That girl probably still wants to do that, and that dude still wants to do that.
I know
but
kids
even
that
but some of these female teachers,
teacher
or they were still going after the middle school kids, and that starts getting
no,
more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That starts leaning towards pedophilia.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm just saying is, you know, if someone has, like Mike was saying, if someone feels like a slave to their body, you know, that's just what they're attracted to. And I believe in your joke. You're like, who wants to be attracted to dogs? Right. Who wants that to be
their thing? I agree. Yeah. Of course.
It exists. So
who
I feel
wants
like
to have to hold down a dog and take bites and scratches just to be able to fuck? Because that's true, right? Nobody ever thinks about that. Like, the actual action of fucking an animal is the struggle to even be
inserted.
You
don't think that at some point they're like down? That the dog's
the animal,
like, cool.
I mean, maybe, but
I think,
you know,
they probably would. Is that weird to think that?
What kind of question of like, so what were you wearing when you got raped? Was that? Don't you ever think the dog just kind of gives in?
I think the dog
just goes ass up and it's like, fuck it. I guess you're gonna do this one way or another.
No, I know what you're saying.
They probably do.
I saw this fucked up video of people in Colombia in this
horses.
Village, donkeys. Where they? It's just common. They go and have sex with donkeys. It's not even frowned upon.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like part of a tourist thing that you can even do there. Like, not like fully advertised, but that's a thing you know you can do if you go there.
It's not on the Columbia brochure.
It's not on the Columbia brochure.
It's not next to Visit Pablo's fucking mansion.
But if you know a guy, you can
visit Pablo's estate and then make your way down to the stables.
Yeah, it's like a happy ending at the massage parlor. You just kind of know.
And then back in Greece.
But even that, a fucking donkey bucking you in the hip or something like that when you're trying to fuck it, like, you have to have a, like, donkeys have a powerful thrust and, like, the ability
really
to, like,
weird, but it has to be, like, the right, I feel like a dog could probably enjoy being fucked by a human, because, like,
but what about, but dogs have much smaller dicks than humans.
Kate agrees with me, she can't hear
it. I brought it up, and now I'm starting to feel uncomfortable, but it's fine. I guess my point is, like I was saying, no one wants that, right? But it's the fact that we have so much suppression, like, I'm not saying that person should go around being like, yo, guess what? I wish I could fuck a donkey today.
I can't, but I wish.
But I wish things like this could be more discussed, not acted upon.
Right.
But
well, the end of the joke is that we should be talking about this stuff instead of just blindly sweeping it under the rug because,
exactly.
You know, like my suggestion was to get kids and animal-like shaped sex toys. Which sounds disgusting.
No.
Hang on.
It doesn't work.
But it sounds disgusting.
It's a bridge.
But it's kind of like buying your cat a scratching post in the sense that you get it for him so it doesn't rip apart your real shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you have a sex toy of a child, perhaps that'll curb your fuckery.
Or it'll just be a bridge. Like, this is fucking dope. Let me get the real one.
Oh, man. Are you kidding? If I could fuck a child that isn't crying over a crying, flailing child, I would much rather do that.
I don't know. You know those fake mannequins that people have? Those like $5,000 mannequin chicks?
Yeah.
You know
that like
about?
Suck dick, that like actually like contract? Yeah.
Like maybe that might stop dudes from, because some of those dudes fall in love with those mannequins.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to do it.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like if you loved men, you love men. If I get you a male mannequin that has a whole, like, as a dick, are you going to fall in love with that mannequin and not want to fuck real dudes?
No, but if it's a robot
that you can, like, program a fucking personality
to
into.
Say, like, you look beautiful this morning.
Because that's 100%, that's 100% coming, by the way. The progression of sex robots, even
Absolutely.
Over the last
five years
has been insane.
Would
Eventually, they're going
to
look just like
Nicole
us.
If Nicole could get a male robot that she fucked, like, in your home, would you mind having a male robot that Nicole had?
Yeah, that's like maintenance, you think?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I would only mind because I'm assuming it's going to take the place of me. Simply like out of I'm not there a lot, so like now I'm only
you come
gonna
home and she's like fucking the robot.
Yeah,
that would be
like,
so
awkward.
Weird.
That would be brutal. Like at least if she has a vibrator or something like that, I can kind of jump in. But if I'm not gonna be like, hey, fucking RoboCop, take a hike. I got next, and then I look and her fucking vagina's the size of a Duraflame log because he's packing fucking robot cock. Like, come on, like you know,
can't
I'm not,
compete with that.
Yeah, I'm not competing a fucking hydraulic cock.
Oh.
Mine's just peach. It's got skin and cartilage. That's it. It doesn't vibrate. It doesn't go in circles. It doesn't have a little tongue on the top that tickles the clit at the same time. It's just a goddamn American dick.
God what? Bless America.
What was I just talking about?
What? Would you? Would what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. I was just telling you that. He just got his girlfriend a fucking rabbit dildo. Good, you didn't, because honestly, that's
we're
like...
We're talking to Joe, our producer, by the way.
That's like asking Chappelle to open for you. Like, why would you do that? No, that's no. That's setting the standards at such an impossible thing to follow, where it's just like, are you kidding?
Well, the vibration literally will numb it, desensitize it.
The vibration, the circling of beads, the fucking everything. Are you kidding?
Absolutely.
There's not one thing that, like you can't give me a fleshlight and be like, oh, that's going to take the position of a vagina, because it's not. It's just, it's different. It's different in every single way, but a vibrator is different probably in a better way.
Yeah, probably. It's more efficient.
I mean, not for me.
Not for me either.
Yeah, well, I still prefer. I still prefer that dick.
Real dick.
What would you let your boyfriend have a robot girlfriend?
No, fuck no. Of course not. Yeah, no way. I don't even let him have friends.
All right. I
what if the robot was strictly for anal?
I'll be back.
Tina's microphone.
What about? Podcast. Oh, well, you like butt stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, no. Yeah, still, I wouldn't be. I'd be like, right. No, I'd rather do anal than like,
no. You don't need a robot. Take it out on my ass.
Wait, what happened? Yeah. What happened?
He I said, what if your robot was just for anal?
Yeah, I don't even fuck with anal. I don't even care. Nope.
Flip that thing around. Flip it. All that right. Just that one. No. Okay. Well, like this. Hold on, sorry.
Compelling podcasting.
Fuck off. Okay.
So get your headphones in a way.
They go on your head.
Okay.
So no anal robot.
No. Nope. We have like 20 minutes left. I want to talk about the whole Ferguson thing.
From robot ass to fucking Ferguson. Nice.
This is why I would never be a good TV host. You know, yeah. I'd be like, anyway.
Them transitions
robot
there.
Dicks. Now let's talk about Ferguson. I can't.
This is why Telemericorp or whatever the fuck just went out of business.
You asswipe.
What the talk center? Is
remember Call Kate on Talk Center America? Yeah, yeah. They put it on hold.
Oh. Quote unquote hold.
Hold. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Joe, for your supportive laughter.
Dying in the background.
No, it's fine. I'm over it.
You're over it.
Just lots of nightmares about it.
Well, it's pointless. Why would you have the host produce the show? It's the silliest shit on earth. Just have a co-host, at least, whose not main function is to keep the show moving, do the camera angles. You can even talk to each other. The whole fun of it is to see the behind the scenes of how a TV show works, not to see a host just be like, and camera three. Oh, that was four. Fuck. I mean three. I mean, zoom out. Zoom out. It's like, it's the dumbest shit I've ever heard of.
Is that what I look like?
No, it's what everybody looks like. Yeah. That's why I never did anything where I'm like, this is a good and cool idea if you have a team. It doesn't work if you're Howard Stern and he's sitting there with a joystick trying to fucking work the cameras. It's so stupid.
Anyway, back to Ferguson.
I knew it. I was waiting for it. I was like, in case you don't want to talk about Ferguson now.
I want to fit it in.
All right. Go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
Well, now I feel
like speaking of butt stuff, I want to fit it in.
Yeah.
My headphone just flew off. I feel flustered. I'm sweating.
I just feel like it's so serious. What part of it do you possibly want to talk about?
Well, we said we were going to talk about it. Right. I don't want to steer from the plant. First of all, did you hear about Frank yet? My inner Frank.
Did you hear about Frank? Frank's.
Did you hear that I have a Frank? Mike what? Cannon.
No.
I named my inner monster, my inner beast, Frank, and Frank doesn't like it when plans are canceled.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
During a fight. Oh, I should probably wait to say this then. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Your inner Frank is very hardcore. So Frank, okay, hates so being turned down.
My inner Frank is a beast that comes out sometimes on Tim. Okay?
Right.
So, and I was saying, okay, sorry, there was a kid in here, so I couldn't say the next thing. Frank, in the middle of a fight, will be like, so do you want to fuck? And,
right.
And Tim will literally be like, not Frank. I don't want to fuck right now. Like, you
does
know
Frank
mean?
Strap it on?
Frank just like... Frank will just, like, in the middle of a fight, be
totally
like...
I totally picture Tim just fucking palms against the wall, oh, ass God. Up in the air, just fucking
shut up.
Taking yeah, no. a rubber log to the ass. I bet
I pictured it. I don't
yeah.
know why I pictured it.
No, I did,
it.
Too. I just, he's just, yeah. like, that's his new soft, like, sensitive side.
Whatever.
He's no. He's no longer the athlete alpha male. He goes to spiritual school, and now they're
I'll
going...
I'll tell you what.
Now goes fucking
no.
pucker up.
Tim is still quite the alpha male. He does not let me get away with my shit. Like, in other relationships, I was able to get away with a lot more. You know what I mean? If I was in a manipulative mood or whatever, he does not. He's strong with that shit. We've talked about this. Yeah. He does not. If I'm beasting or monstering,
he'll, if you're franking,
if I'm franking, he'll literally, like, if he's out, he won't come home.
Yeah, like, no, I do that too.
He won't That's go and fuck around.
Yeah, us all guys move. Why is that the move?
Because I'd rather be anywhere else than deal with.
Yeah,
that.
It's so frustrating.
He literally, Tim has said
no,
to
it's
me.
It's frustrating because it's actually drawing boundaries.
I know. That's what yeah, it we is. Don't like
and
them.
Women hate we fucking don't... actual boundaries. Especially
we want to feel like, gotcha, you're trapped. We
yeah, every minute of your life. Is yeah. about me.
Even
yeah.
when I'm being a bitch, where you gonna go?
Yeah. But no. Anywhere else. Yeah. Literally anywhere.
So he yeah. said to me, he's like, I promise you, I will always come home as long as I feel welcome. Uh-huh. And I mean, I've told like a lot of dudes that, and they're like, dude, that's so true. Because sometimes girls just don't make you feel welcome. That's when Frank's out.
Yeah.
So Frank and Ferguson.
Frank and Ferguson. Anyway, the Ferguson thing. Tina, take.
No, I'm not fucking. I'm not starting about first.
And Tina,
no, thank you.
Okay, I'll say what we were saying. Before.
I love how Kate. Let's just rehash this because you were like, wait, this is coming out in a week. Do you think like Ferguson is still going to be a thing? What a cracker you are! Unbelievable that you're. Do you think people will still be like up in arms about like a dead kid and a guy not even brought to trial where things seem shadowy and suspect?
All
and
right, Mike. Weird? Okay, I get it. So this is going to be.
There's literal protests
right now
all over the country. All over the country. It's real heavy in New York. There was one in like Knoxville, Tennessee, I think. There's ones in California.
Oh, no, I know that there are protests and riots yeah. going on everywhere. I guess, you know, what we were talking about before, which you were kind of touching on before we started, was I feel like what's happening is it's becoming so divisive. Mm. And I just feel like that's not, I don't want to say the right approach because there's no right or wrong, but right. it's not the most helpful approach. Because when you pin people against each other and you make it just a race issue and like now it's like white people against black people, I think that can be dangerous.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah no,
it
yeah.
can be very dangerous.
Well, I think it, like regardless of where you stand with the actual trial, because, you know, again, I read the testimony. Do I think it should have at least gone to trial? I sure do. Like lot just seemed unanswered enough to where it should actually, you know, let's play this out. Let's see exactly what happened.
No, I
let's
totally
see what we can find
agree.
Out. So, you know, I think it probably will get brought federally to trial or something like that because I just think it's the outrage is too much. But the way that it's revealed racism amongst well-to-do white people has been like really revealing. Like people from my town are like hardcore, like you animals, like that's what you get. And it's like, it's like, yikes, man. Like, how is that? Like, regardless of where you stand, how are you taking the cop being exonerated as a win? Some kid fucking died. Like, a kid died. This guy, if the cop is not a sociopath, he's now affected yeah. for the rest of his life because he had to shoot some fucking kid down.
Yep.
So much shit has gone on where this isn't a happy moment no matter how you slice it. And people, like, are so hungry to be involved and on a winning team that they're like, yeah, fuck, you thought I was talking about black motherfuckers. It's like, you know, white motherfuckers, I'm coming for you. And it's like this is the last thing that should be done to get anybody to be included or to, like, you yeah. know, have a conversation to end this kind of behavior at all.
What I was saying to Tina is I feel like there's just an overall violence going on, not just in the U.S., but all over. And I feel like one of the answers would be just realizing that we're just disconnected from each other. We're disconnected to ourselves.
Worldwide mushroom trip.
Exactly. Something yeah. like that would actually
just
realize.
Just fucking cropped us the world with psilocybin. We'll be fucking dope in 10 minutes. We'll just be like, what? I'm sorry. You are me. We are you. You are us. All right.
Got
perfect.
It. We are
yeah.
everything.
Yeah. And then we all just sit down.
Because once we just start.
And not fuck because we're all enlightened.
Yeah.
There you go. I just feel like once we start, because, you know, I've seen both sides. I don't have too many racist white people as friends on Facebook because right. as soon as one of those dudes posts something, I unfriend
yeah,
them.
Unfriend.
See, I find
you
it
like
so.
Them.
I don't like it. I find it so important to see it.
Yeah.
Because if I don't see it, and then I get shocked when something like this happens. Like I wasn't the people that were shocked at the outcome of this trial. Don't pay attention. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or they're attaching some sort of weird self-worth, like opinion that they have about it, something of themselves to it, where it's not even about
the situation.
What
do you mean by the people who were shocked? I was shocked.
You were literally shocked that this guy wasn't tried, like that he got off. that a white cop who shot a black kid.
No, I wasn't shocked. Okay, that's, yeah, maybe
you
wasn't
know what
shocked.
I mean? Like,
but I was really surprised that we haven't advanced far enough.
No, I know.
Because personally, I feel
I was
like,
hurt by it.
I was hurt. Same. I wasn't shocked, but I was like, really?
Yeah, I was like, really? Because I feel so far past
but
that.
But that's like, that's in and of itself.
Entitlement.
White privilege
entitlement, yeah.
And entitlement is like, what? What, all of a sudden I'm paying attention to race and it's still not working out?
Right.
Like, how is that?
That's
how
what we
didn't
were talking
I,
about before we got
how
here.
Didn't yeah. I fix it with my white opinion?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, no, that's not how this works. This has to be an open dialogue where people are fucking honest and even admitting about racial foible. Like, are you kidding? Could you honestly answer right now that you're not a speck racist? No way.
No
every, every single person is at least a couple degrees racist just out of sheer necessity of living.
Right.
Like, you're not going to walk in fucking Harlem or, you know, in the hood at 3 a.m. with, like, you know, your wallet in your palm because it's not racism. It's survival.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, it's still the situation that they're in. They have not been able to get past that and sort of rise. You know, they're still really, really oppressed, and that's fine. And I understand that they can be very mad about that, and they can be mad at us about that. But I am not racist. Like, so I feel like...
That's what Tina and I were saying. We were like, it's going to sound stupid right now, but we were like, we don't see color. And that, not in like the stupid, like, oh, I didn't even
like,
know.
Like, I realized you were black.
You're black.
I know that you're black.
Yeah, but, and you might say it's attached to our white privilege to not see it. You know what I mean? But, and whether that's true, then that's part of it. But I guess I wish we could all eventually evolve to a place where... You know, we all don't see color, but that's because one isn't being oppressed by the other still.
The problem with that is that we are at a vantage point where it seems reasonable that we can come together. But when you are being oppressed and when certain things are not afforded to you and you feel as though you're constantly in moments of nationwide justice, like something that could at least be taken into consideration is not.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's not even a trial. There wasn't even a chance to go to trial and have the lawyer fuck up. It got cut off at the base of the
dick. I mean, it's so fucked up.
I don't
that,
mean
that is really
sound naive,
up.
But what is the basis that do we know why he didn't get brought to trial?
Because they said there wasn't enough evidence where the struggle was not, like, did not warrant a kill shot. So, I mean, there was
but
a struggle.
But didn't they show? I saw on BuzzFeed, they had, like, a picture of his jaw, and they literally, in the emergency room, told him to just take a leave. Or
oh, yeah, yeah.
Or
no, he wasn't. The funny thing is, like, this is my.
Like, how can you shoot someone when you literally just got. Like, they could have tasered him. They could have done so many other things.
Well, here's the thing. I will never try to tell a cop what to do on the field because I've never had that situation of life and death in my entire life. I mean, I have on smaller scales, but I've never been a person of authority with a gun and have to make a split second decision over whether or not this person is threatening my life. I don't know.
Yeah.
So in that case, you know, I leave it to them as professionals in their field to make that decision. But if the decision seems excessive, if there are six shots, two to the head and like, you know, several that could have killed the person as it is, that at least deserves to be questioned. Do I think, is it possible that the kid was on PCP and fucking charging him over and over again and he had to put that many bullets in? Maybe.
Racial issue. That's what's been bothering me too. Like, we don't know what the fuck happened. And the fact that it's a black kid and a white cop, like, makes it a racial issue. So a lot of this is not about Ferguson at fucking all.
Sure, but I mean, it's a black kid and a white cop in the context of Ferguson, Missouri. That's been a place that is, like, historically been racially uneven.
I understand that, but I want to make sure to some extent that and I want that is not the focus. Because if that's not what actually happened, if this kid was charging him over and over, and I'm not taking any sides here, I'm just saying, then why are we making it a racial issue?
Because here's the thing. It speaks to a bigger issue regardless of the case.
I understand that.
The case is the case, and you're absolutely right that race shouldn't necessarily be the focal point of what happened on that day.
Let's have the Ferguson conversation.
The conversation about there should be more black cops. There should, you know, that kind of position should be open, especially if the town is 88%, you know, black. It's like, yeah, of course. Why would you put the minority 100%
in charge? You're
in
setting
charge.
Yourself up for failure. Then you're setting it for it to be a racial issue.
Especially when there's that much of a class divide as well.
Yeah, they definitely set themselves up to fail when you're going to have all white cops. Basically, that's just. it's
and if it is in Missouri and if it is somewhere that racial, there's still a lot of racial tension, you know what I mean? That's not a good setup. It doesn't make sense.
But it's clear, like you were saying, it's just the reason why this is so big is because it's speaking to a bigger problem.
Yeah.
You know,
let's just talk about that. And maybe that's really, really sad that this is how we have to talk
about
it.
Even if it was that this kid charged him, you know, even if the cop was in the right, I'm not saying he was.
Right.
There still is a problem whether or not that situation, you know, it doesn't even matter that. There's still a bigger problem.
The issue that really needs to be addressed is the fact that cops should be wearing cameras on them 24 hours a day. That way it protects the cop in that situation and it also protects the kid.
Absolutely. Like right GoPros, there, like attached to
I mean,
to
not
their...
to their helmet. Apparently there's like a... There's
probably
thing
a
that
very
they're...
small camera, something in their lapel.
No, there
somewhere.
Is. They wear it in certain cities. They've already tested it out. But it's like, listen, if you have these things in certain cities that can triangulate a gunshot and you have that much of a view of your people, like, of course, these, you know, police officers who are authoritative figures that sometimes have been known to not only get away with, you know, taking advantage of their power, but then also being exonerated of all crimes afterwards. Like, what is it, 80 to 81 or 80 out of 81 cops when brought to a grand jury, I think, have been non-indicted, but it's like over 1,000 like people in the same situation. Like, I don't know. I fucked up the statistics.
I read the same stats. Yeah, I saw them.
It's something like that where it's wild. It's like, man, like there has to be some level of accountability.
They don't want them. You could tell a cop, put a camera on. He'd be like, fuck no. They probably do a million shady things a day.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What about your lawyer? What about the grocer? And it's like, listen, a grocer doesn't have a gun
that he can
kill
me with.
And they're not enforcing the law. Technically, a cop is supposed to protect and serve us and work for us. But with the use of not defensive authority, they're now going on the offensive. They're becoming a militant force. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's no longer a town police force. It's a fucking active police force that is going after the civilians. Like, that's when you pit each other against each other, that's when things get fucking dicey.
Yeah, they've got quotas. It's become a business. They have to come out and fuck us up. They're expected to some extent.
Yeah, the whole thing's really fucked up.
I mean, I'm also very biased because my entire family are a bunch of Irish drunk cops that suck. So, like, that's my view of
cops. Most...
And I was down at Zuccotti watching fucking my friends get busted over the forehead with batons. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, for peaceful protesting.
And most of the cops I know, I wouldn't even say friends, but like acquaintances, they're douchebag guys who use their power in bad ways.
But I also don't want to paint that broad of a brush because there are good guys. There are really good cops.
Well, Tim's grandfather.
Yeah,
is like the nicest,
the Spartan.
Yeah, aww. Like he's retired, but he still like patrols around. He's like a good dude. He was a good, you could tell he was just a good cop. So I'm not saying that there are not a bunch or a ton.
It's just unfortunate because cop, like, you don't, especially in New York City, I think starting salary is like $24,000.
Wow.
And the equipment that you have to buy to be a cop, you have to buy your own equipment is like $3,000.
Jesus.
Yeah, so like it you make absolutely no money. So the people that position attracts are not the scholar, like, I'm not being a dick, but it's not like the most scholarly, intelligent, critical thinking type of people. It's the kind of guys that are out there that are workmen, like blue collar, like, I'm gonna bust some fucking heads and I'm gonna set the street straight. Yeah. And, you know, again, I'm painting with a broad brush. There are some very intelligent, smart cops. They tend to get promoted off of street duty really quickly, and then they handle big cases and they disappear from actual like
police
justice
work.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I'm off my soapbox, whatever the fuck.
No, I liked what you were saying though, because, you know, here I am like, we need to get better cops. It's like, oh really? $24,000 starting salary.
Yeah.
You know, who's gonna go and take that?
Same with teachers.
And you're putting your life on the line. That's,
you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, of course.
Well, they were even telling teachers that we might have to put cameras in our classroom, you know? And I was upset because I was like, fuck, they're gonna catch me on G Chat all the time.
Yeah, but you would just step your game up if there was a camera on you.
But they should have, because I shouldn't have been a teacher.
I shouldn't have been a teacher either. The reason that we're both out of there is because we were just like, fuck, this isn't for me.
And the good teachers that we know would have been fine with a camera in there because they were doing what they were supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess that I don't know where I stand with that though, with the teachers, because again, it's,
I think it's all crazy big brother. They've all got cameras on us in every direction. Then
that's a slippery slope.
Yeah,
the only reason I think that it's reasonable for a cop to wear a camera is because it protects him as well. They have to use a gun, him or her, I should say. Sorry
yeah,
about
fair,
that.
Yeah, fair.
Jezebel. yeah. So just you know, I mean, they have a weapon that they're using, and they might have to fucking pull a trigger, and that's a lot of gray area.
Yes.
And so we're basically putting stock in believing cops. That's why they get away with, you know, even stuff that they're at fault for, is because we still hired them, and there's a gray area where we have to take their word for it because they're enforcing the law.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so
Absolutely.
It's a tough thing to be like, oh, well, this is what happened. And we're like, fuck you liar. And it's like, well, why'd you hire me?
Yeah, no, I agree. I definitely think if we start going into the teachers thing, it's the Big Brother thing.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you're getting yelled at from a camera, and it literally turns into like
1984,
and you're like, fuck.
Because then all of a sudden everything's monitored,
and also, I mean, that way they can really control the curriculum as well. Like any kind of teaching that you want to do that's outside the box or outside the norm, any kind of technique, they can immediately step in and be like, why'd you go away from the teacher book?
Right.
Why'd you do that? And you know, so that can stifle certain creativity and freedom in the classroom.
And I also think people should, you know, be self-motivated to want to do well in whatever they're doing. You know, we should be trying to promote that rather than you better do well because we're watching.
Because we're watching.
Right. But that means that capitalism then has to be a thing across the board, because capitalism in teaching doesn't really exist.
What
do you
mean?
Know what I mean? Like, meaning like, I mean, in the suburbs where I'm from, some teachers make a really good living. They make like 140 grand after like, you know, 20 years fuck. But it's like initially, even in a place that it costs a lot of money to live, it's still beginning 35, like maybe something like that. And it's like, that's really difficult to live off of, $35,000. Mm-hmm. You almost have to put yourself in the position to be a fucking bartender on the weekends.
Right.
And then that opens you up to then what, having behavior that's unbefit of a teacher.
Yep.
And then you're like, you know, so it's this weird thing. I don't know. I just, I think they should be paid more, and more should go towards incentivizing them to be good teachers as
Absolutely.
Opposed to I don't know where I stand with the whole tenure thing, because I think part of it is completely reasonable.
I don't I actually don't get tenure. I used to be a teacher and I don't get tenure. Tenure just sounds like now you're allowed to do nothing. Like, I don't, what is it?
It's good, more or less protection.
It was supposed
of your job
to protect them.
Because they're
against what? Being shitty teachers?
No, against being fired when you make a certain amount of money.
Got
so
it.
If you're
got
if
it, got
you,
it, got
yeah,
it.
They,
okay.
You know, if you're 20 years in,
because it really sounds like
grand.
You get to be shitty after 5 years. You got 10 years.
I mean,
yeah,
that's kind of what it can turn into.
That's what it's,
it depends.
Turned into.
It depends on the situation, because a really good teacher has tenure and they still want to kill it. They still want to do a good job. Whereas like the person who really doesn't enjoy teaching, they use it as like, have fun firing me now.
Yeah,
fire
yeah,
me
yeah
now.
Get out of jail. Yeah, like, I got tenure, bitch.
Yeah.
As long as I'm not caught smoking weed and or fucking one of my kids.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Until I retire.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, guys, we're going to have to wrap it up. We've got someone else coming in. Where can they find you, Mike?
They can find me on Twitter at I am Mike Cannon. Watch the weed news on Stand Up New York Labs every Thursday. I do smart, aggressive humor on marijuana. That's how I'm billing it, because I'm not stoned. You know, like the kind of
you're not like, hey,
like I'm
man.
High right now and I'm still pretty aggressive.
You've got a lot of energy. You've got
you
that.
Do.
You've got fiery Aries energy.
Yeah,
we're born on the same day.
Fueled
Adorable.
By spite. And we both love butt stuff.
Aww.
Tina, where can they find you, girl?
I'm an interior designer. You can find me at Constantina Constas LLC on Instagram.
And what about Twitter? You're not.
Nah, I don't fucks with Twitter. I'm a designer. You want to see my pictures, go on Instagram.
All right. Follow her on Instagram. You can find me at the Kate Wolf. And if you want to email us, go to, or you can email us at
all together.
Whatever.
Invasion just go to your computer, hold hands and type.
Invasion of Privacy Podcast at gmail.com. Thanks, guys.
Dave Weiss, you suck.
Stop it.